WFGW at 640. It's been too long since we've had some fun using this music that signifies Saginaw Spirit Hockey on WSGW. As we've been a long-time broadcast partner with the Saginaw Spirit Hockey team. Of course, the Spirit, like a lot of other sports teams, affected by the COVID world we live in. And joining us for a follow-up on an official announcement that came yesterday, as you're hearing in some of our news reports, perhaps you heard yesterday when the Saginaw Spirit president and managing partner, Craig Goslin, Goose Goslin, was on with Art Lewis yesterday. He's going to join us for a few minutes here this morning. Let our early morning listeners hear the unfortunate news. Goose, thanks first of all for taking some time this morning. It's always good to talk Spirit hockey, even when the news that we talk Spirit hockey isn't good. Craig, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. Yeah, it's certainly not good news, but you know, we're crushed for our players and coaches that we couldn't get the season in, but it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, the official announcement came yesterday. Is there any follow-up from your 24 hours that just apparently, it's just basically, there's no season this season?
Yeah, you know, as we continue to struggle in Ontario, Michigan, and Pennsylvania with COVID-19 variants, you know, Charlie, none of us could have anticipated what has occurred with this virus over the last 14 months. And certainly the effect that we have had on our league and on our players particularly, you know, certainly on our staffs, you know, the host families, the sponsors, everybody along the line, they've all been so patient and so great to work with through this whole thing. And not one of us wanted to say no to return to play for the sake of the players. So unless it was absolutely necessary, our efforts have always been about the players and finding a way to return to play if there was one. Well, yesterday, decision day arrived, and it became very obvious that the Board of Governors were had exercised all reasonable options with government and others, and it certainly was the time to cancel the 2021 season and look forward to next season. And you know what? There's a bit of a relief with the players. I was a bit surprised by that. You know, there's certainly a mental health component to this as well, because they've all worked so hard for this. I think there's a bit of relief on their part that we're moving on.
So up to the point of the official cancellation, Goose, you were exhausting all options. Can you talk about, I mean, what options could there have been, especially with the border closed in Canada? You have all the Canadian teams housed there, just the three U.S. teams, and then the players, of course, who can cross country lines as well.
Well, the interesting thing is that we've had approval from provincial health and also provincial finance to move on from Premier Ford. Actually, we had direct communication with the Premier. And they gave us permission. Then 90 minutes later, the chief minister of health contacted the premier and said, guys, you know, we got to put that on hold because we have a variant that's really taken over in Ontario. And, you know, I'm not sure this is the time we should announce that we're going to allow the Ontario Hockey League to go back to play. So we were that close.
Wow.
And yeah. And what we were going to do, Charlie, was we were going to put the teams in bubbles, just like they did for the World Junior, just like what the NHL did last year for their playoffs. And we had the bubbles pretty much identified, and we were going to go ahead and get the teams in bubbles. The U.S. teams were going to stay in the U.S. and play here in the U.S. Against each other, the three teams. And, of course, that got called off, and we weren't able to, you know, to enact that plan. But it was all ready to go, and we just couldn't get health support in, from Government Ontario to say yes. So basically they shut us down.
And you mentioned as much as the focus is on the players, which is what the Ontario Hockey League is all about, but the ramifications going beyond that for you, of course, each organization has its staff, support staff, especially on game days. You think of all that happens at the Dow Event Center. So there's just there's a lot that had to be considered, a lot involved beyond just the focus of the players playing the game on the ice.
Well, there is, you know, and the Dow Event Center is certainly our premier community gathering place. And, you know, it's been on pause now since March of 2020, like the rest of us have. And, you know, we're so looking forward to the day of having hockey again there, hopefully this September. And, you know, the great thing about this, Charlie, is that it does appear from all the healthcare professionals that we're talking to, epidemiologists that we've had give us advice that that it does look like we're going to be having hockey next September with capacity. What that capacity is, we don't know. Of course, that's going to be up to our local health officials as well as others. And but we're hoping that next September we can get together. We can all gather again at our community gathering place at the Dow Event Center. So that's what we're working towards. We're going to have our schedule out here for next year very soon. and we're going to start talking about things that we can control rather than letting this virus overtake our life. And it certainly has done that, not just for hockey, but for all of us, obviously.
And getting back to them playing games and rosters, wow, that's going to be interesting. Obviously, players have aged, and their age parameters for the Ontario Hockey League. You have guys who perhaps have found a way that maybe they've moved on to different ways. That's going to have to be something that's going to have to be configured, not just for the spirit, but the entire league.
Well, the CHL, which we're part of, is made up of three leagues, the Western League, the Quebec Major Junior, and the Ontario Hockey League. And it's governed by the CHL Board of Directors, which I'm part of. And we will be looking at options with the players and see if there's any way that we can extend some of those eligibilities, because our players are 16 to 20 years old. And, at 20, you age out of the league, you know, and we're hoping that we can have some dialogue to see if there's a way that we can extend some of those. That's going to be the decision of the Board of Governors, the CHL Board of Directors. But that will be coming here in the not-too-distant future as well. So there'll be a battle for that. There's no guarantee there, but certainly we feel really, really bad for the kids that age out, the overagers, that we call them, that are 20 years old, because this is their last chance to be evaluated by the NHL to see if they can make it there. And it does appear right now that there's a good chance that they've lost that opportunity, which is really a tragedy.
And can you talk about what some of the players are doing now? Now, for example, I know some of the local players, I guess I'll call them. I know that Mitchell Smith now is taking advantage of playing baseball, and I think T-Bone Codd's doing some golf for his high school.
Yeah, these are elite athletes, Charlie. That's the wonderful thing about the Ontario Hockey League is these kids are in incredible condition. These are the elite athletes at the very highest of the charts, and they all continue to train for hockey, and they're all in hockey shape right now. I mean, they could all play a game tomorrow. And with the strength and conditioning coaches that we have, nutritional counseling, all of the best of the best when it comes to strength and conditioning and the total development of the person, that certainly is in place with the Saginaw Spirit and all the teams in the OHL. So these kids have been continuing to train. They're ready to go. And, we're so proud of the way they've handled this. They've all taken the high road. They're not pointing fingers at anybody. They understand that this virus is to blame. There's nobody to blame here. It's the virus. And the Ontario government's been fantastic, by the way, to work with. They've given us every potential chance to return to play. It's just not there. The border's closed. Right now they've got hospital capacities, Charlie, in Ontario. The ICU capacities are being stretched beyond their limits. And so this would be no time to try to return to play for hockey. There's a lot more important things in life than hockey right now. We understand that. And we want to be part of the solution in terms of being leaders in Riverfront Saginaw and the Dow Event Center. We look forward to being a vital ingredient of the recovery process of our community after we got this virus under control. And that's why I'm always telling everybody to put your mask on. You know, I mean, even if you've got the vaccine, you know, just what is it? What does it hurt? Put the vaccine. You put your mask on and get the vaccine, and let's get this behind us so we can go back to living life again, go back to the theaters, and go back to the hockey games, and go back to doing all the things we love to do in life. So it's I have some stubborn friends sometimes that don't do that. So it's I'm on a war path to get that done.
All right, let me ask you then one last question, Goose. As far as the fans, are you going to be reaching out directly? Follow the Saginaw Spirit online site. What's the best way for getting the official updates and news about hopefully progressing forward? And as you said, you don't know what the capacity would be, but I know that people are going to want to get tickets and things like that. That's into the future, but still fans are going to want to get the updates.
Yeah, you can download the Spirit app. That's one way of doing it. And then also the SaginawSpirit.com. For those of you that still go to websites, certainly all the information is there. And for our season ticket holders as well, we'll be contacting them directly by the Spirit for their options. If they had put money down towards the season, they'll have options to either get all their money back or put that towards next year. And we have a number of individual ticket holders, too, that had bought tickets for games at the end of last season. That we had, and all those folks, all those tickets, just so you know, will be honored with vouchers for games coming up for the 21-22 season. So nobody's going to be out any money. If you want your money back, we'll give it to you, and certainly we will we'll honor it also. With if you have tickets in your drawers at home, we will honor those tickets for games in the future. So we just look forward to getting back to play, and then this is the first step, and now we'll pivot for building strategies for our 21-22 season, both on and off the ice.
All right. Well, Goose, we appreciate it. Obviously, we wish we were talking better things with the Saginaw Spirit and Ontario Hockey League, but we understand why the announcement's official, and so we'll look forward to partnering up and keeping people updated and better into the fall for what we think will be games actually being back on the ice and being played at the Dow Event Center and around the Ontario Hockey League.
Well, we'll be there, and I firmly believe, Charlie, that once we gain control of this virus, that truly our best days are ahead of us, not just for the Saginaw Spirit, but for Riverfront Saginaw and the Great Lakes Bay region. And I think we all have to believe that, and we have to do our part. And we're getting close with these vaccines, and you know what? We're optimistic that our best days are ahead of us for sure. So we appreciate it, Charlie.
All right. You have a good day now, Goose. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks.
All right. The Spirit of President and Managing Partner, Craig Goslin, Goose, making the official announcement yesterday. A little follow-up this morning with us on WSGW is our partnership, of course, with the Saginaw Spirit, and we look forward to that happening in the future.
Well, yeah, in the future. And it does, I heard Goose talk to Art Lewis yesterday, and I think another reason why everything wasn't going to happen is that Canada's a bit behind us when it comes to vaccinations right now as well.
Yeah. So, especially in the Ontario area,
I guess Ontario area, right? And you know, unlike some other leagues where maybe you know they could have done something regional, sort of like what they're doing with the Midwest Baseball League and the Loons, we can't really do that with the Ontario Hockey League because that would have meant the Spirit would have just played what, two other teams?
Yeah, Erie and Flint.
Flint. So that would have. That would have gotten a little boring after a while.
You'd have to know the other team pretty well.
True.
Know your opponent.